This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty.
Vision.
The best and the brightest.
The next idea.
When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
After 3 years on the air, Stateside's innovation series, The Next Idea, is coming to a close. During that time, we've met innovators of all kinds, business innovators.
We used to have very vibrant commercial corridors where people could, you know, walk to the end of the block, like you said, to find retail, to find food and restaurants. And we need to bring that back to all of our neighborhoods in the city.
Social innovators.
Just return the homes to the people who live in them. Give ownership to those people. You know, we can't make these people wealthy in a matter of a day. We can't make these homes perfect. What we can do is to change the name on the deed.
And we've heard from people trying to do old things in new ways.
One of the main challenges of agriculture from a holistic lens is we have not accounted for the unintended consequences of our decisions. And so because of that, if somebody says, well, it takes more land and we're already pressured, I think we need to move away from this land and feeding the world by the year 2050 and really begin to look at it more from an ecological view.
Along the way, we've met some new Michigan inventors.
I was clipping my nursing bra back together after I got done pumping one day, and I'm just kind of, it hit me. I'm like, why can't something clip onto your bra? Like, that just seems like such an easy solution. I looked, and there was nothing that did that. So I went to my basement and grabbed some old fabric from, I think it was like from a Halloween costume or something, and I started making a prototype in my dining room.
And we've heard about what can inspire an invention.
I started to self-teach thermodynamics. I basically wound up creating my own chiller system from a used central air unit.
Our contributors shared visions of reviving the state's failing infrastructure.
Rather than building these mega project, huge expense infrastructure projects that bring water to buildings, the buildings and the neighborhoods and the ecosystems become the infrastructure.
And theories of how we allow them to fail in the first place.
Well, I think we have a democracy from the top as opposed to democracy from below. And more people feel disempowered, fed up, frustrated, cynical. And I think people are just basically fed up and disconnected from the political system.
Along the way, we've had some surprises.
And I was thinking to myself, this is nuts. I'm probably the only warden sitting on the edge of the bed, can't wait to come to work today.
And done some unusual things, like play improv games to help us tap into our creative imaginations.
And
he
never,
ever
looked
back.
Yes, there we go.
For so many, personal experience drove them to make change for others.
And we just began to share. And everybody really in that space shared about maybe what their parent challenges were or their individual challenges, some of their trauma. And all of us was kind of just saying, me too. And from that day on, it was like a cloud, the shame cloud, was lifted off of me. Right? And I didn't feel so alone in my pain. And from that moment, I wanted to help other people have that same experience.
And with nearly everyone we've talked to on The Next Idea, we've asked them why. Why do they believe their innovations are needed? Why are they important? Most of our answers revolved around the same theme. We want to help.
My ultimate dream is that in 12 years from this January, from May actually, I'll watch that first cohort of kids walk across the graduation stage. And it's not about the $50. It's about the inspiration that we're creating in them and the knowledge that they can be anything they want to be.
Oh my gosh, I would love to see it spread. It would be incredible to see this idea resonate with other people and wanting to take it on and bring it to other people. The whole thought behind it was just to give people support and make other people know that they're not alone and they're okay. And so other people feel like that's incredible and want to bring that to their area. I can't even express how cool it would be to see this as kind of a movement that starts to happen.
Those were the voices of Chase Cantrell, Michelle Oberholzer, Jason Roundtree, Julie Burrell, Emil Ural, Matt Grokoff, Terry Link, Dwayne Burton, David Fessel, Patrice Lucas, Bonnie Geddes, and Adriana Flores. And we'll give the last word on The Next Idea to the youngest contributor of the group, Alina Morris, who invented a teeth-friendly lollipop.
The advice that I would give is the same thing my dad told me when I wanted to start a business, is to write your ideas down and to find people that believe in you and to find people that surround you with good vibrations. Because business is a team sport, honestly. And finally, just to believe in your idea, because if you doubt yourself, it's not going to make anything any easier.
As she said, believe in your idea. It might just help move your state forward. You can see a final essay that includes many links to our Next Idea contributors on our website, michiganradio.org.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities, michiganbusiness.org.